Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So apparently now everything in this country is racist, including if you're a white guy getting recalled, it's racist that you're getting recalled. I have no idea how that's possible, but we're going to dive into this. Governor Gavin Newsom is now claiming, and I guess that means he's running out of things to say because he's now yelling racism. He's saying it's racist that he is being recalled in California. Gavin Newsom claimed that the efforts to force this recall election are being driven, of course, by, you guessed it, right-wing extremists and racists. Newsom was on ABC's The View to discuss the recall effort against him, and he pushed back against organizers' claims that a number of the signatures had come from Democrats and independents, saying, well, that's just not true. So, Governor, you say that this recall effort has ties to the same extremist groups that stormed the Capitol. That's now what he's saying. He's saying, anybody that's trying to recall me, you are a domestic terrorist.
So, Governor, you say that this recall effort has ties to the same extremist groups that stormed the Capitol. But organizers claim more than a third of signatures are from Democrats, independents, and unaffiliated voters, mad that your pandemic policies shuttered businesses and schools. Are both true?
Well, the chief proponent of this, and forgive me, this is just objective truth. The chief proponent of this recall petition supports putting microchips into migrants, into immigrants. The other proponents, the chief, the top 10 proponents, the people that are behind this are members of the Three Percenters, the right-wing militia group, the Proud Boys, supported the insurrection, are folks that quite literally, enthusiastically support QAnon. Conspiracies. And so that's the origin here. Now, as it relates to the people that signed this petition, it just takes one quarter of people that supported Donald Trump to put a petition on the ballot, or rather a recall on the ballot. We're one of just 19 states in the country that allows this process, but we have the lowest threshold in America. And of course, you are all very familiar. We had a recall not too many years ago in 2003. And so, Whoopi, it goes to your original question. Am I worried about it? Of course I'm worried about it. The nature of these things, the up or down question, the zero sum nature of the question is challenging and it's vexing. And so, you know, we're taking it seriously. I have to do my job every single day, but I'm going to fight this thing because I'm going to fight for California values and the things I hold dear. And I think the vast majority of Californians, regardless of their political stripes, hold dear.
Governor, back in November, you faced backlash for
I love Gavin Newsom here. Gavin's like, well, hold on a second. This is, we have the one of the lowest thresholds, so this isn't a real recount. Dude, it's a recount, whether you want to admit it or not. Second of all, he's like, well, it's the same people that stormed the Capitol. There's no, it's not true, by the way. This, the idea that this is being backed is not true by the people that stormed the Capitol. This is a well-organized recall, a well-organized recall by citizens. Newsom said, well, this is the three percenters, the right-wing militia groups, the Proud Boys that support the insurrection, or the folks quite literally enthusiastically supporting QAnon conspiracies, and that's who's doing this. Okay, then, so you're telling me, Governor Newsom, that in California you have millions of people that are in these groups. Millions! Sorry, not going to buy it for a second. Organizers have more than 2 million signatures. There's not 2 million people in California that have addresses that have to match the person. Because remember, when you do a recall, it's tougher to do a recall than it is to actually vote in an election in California. In a recall, you actually have to show like where you live, an ID. Your name has to match. Your signature has to match. Like there's a threshold to have a recall that we don't even have in the elections in this country, especially not in California. But there's not 2 million people that are in these Proud Boys groups. There's not 2 million people that are in the right-wing militias. There's not 2 million people that are in the three percenters in California. These conspiracy theory support groups that he describes, there's not 2 million people. Now, remember, the organizers said, hey, we have 2 million signatures on a recall petition. 30% of them are Democrats or independents. Required 1.5 million for certification. Those signatures must be presented to county election officials by March the 17th, today, at which point officials have until April 29th to count and validate them. These signatures are there. They have them. They have more than 500,000 more than what they need. And the reason why is because they know that there's going to be a fight over every single, you guessed it, signature. All right, so then how do you explain this? Well, it's really just racism. Let's just go back to the basic racism. This is racist for me to be recalled. How is it racist, Governor? How is it possible that everything comes down to racism in this country? Or is it only that it comes down to racism when you are the one that's having an issue, when you are the one that are having problems? Governor Newsom, by the way, saying, don't worry, we're going to pull out of this because we're going to be in a completely different place 6 months from now. So once the recall election happens 6 months from now, I'll be fine. We'll be returning to normal. You don't have to worry. But then immediately a few minutes later, he says, we're not returning to normal. Okay, so which one is it, Governor? Are we returning to normal? Or are we not returning to normal? I'm a little confused, and most people in this country are as well.
This pandemic ends, and it will end soon. We're not going to go back to normal, because I think we all agree, normal was never good enough. You know, normal accepts inequity. That's why Latinos are dying from COVID at a higher rate than any other racial or ethnic group. And while essential workers' wages aren't enough for them to afford the essentials, and why mothers have been leaving the workforce in staggering numbers. Look, our eyes are wide open to what's wrong. And so our journey back must also be a path to close those inequities. There is no economic recovery, without economic justice.
All right, so we're not returning back to normal, and then we're going to start a race war, and then we're going to divide based on racism so that everybody will support me based on racism, and my recall is racist. So please, blacks and Latinos, support me, because everybody coming after me is a racist. We're not returning to normal. I'm going to address this state. I'm going to tell you we're not returning to normal. I'm going to tell you that everything is racist. I'm going to tell you all of this has to do with racism. Yeah. And don't worry, in 6 months we'll be back to normal. Wait, you told me yesterday we weren't going to go back to normal. Gavin Newsom said, quote, in 6 months we'll be in a completely different place back to normal. You just said you're getting rid of normal. Normal doesn't exist anymore. This is the Democratic Party, folks. Having a bad day, everybody's a racist. Having a bad day and you're white? Don't worry, you just say everybody else is racist against you. Even though you're a white guy, even though you got 2 million people that have recalled, spent the time to sign a petition to get you recalled. No, they're all racist. They're all conspiracy theorists. They're all white supremacists. They're all KKK members. None of them can be Democrats. Well, congratulations. You just made a lot of Democrats mad because you just called them racist. Welcome to my world. Every day as a conservative, what they come after us with.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids
and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then you get into
as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Even CNN's Jake Tapper had to call out Governor Newsom on this, saying, come on, man. All 2 million Californians who signed this signature, they're not all Trumpsters, brother.
You've been characterizing the recall supporters in a certain way. Recall backers say that more than 2 million people have signed the petition. You can't think that all 2 million are, as you characterize them, anti-vaxxers, QAnon conspiracy theorists, and anti-immigrant Trump supporters, can you?
Just the lead proponents. The lead proponent of this, the lead proponent of this recall effort, by the way, that predates the pandemic, is someone that believes we should microchip immigrants. You have people that are part of the lead coalition that started this petition that are avid Proud Boy members. They're part of the 3%ers, the right-wing militia group. They are supporters of QAnon conspiracy theorists, white supremacist groups. That's not just that's factual. And so at the end of the day, that's the origins of this.
By the way, I love how exactly what he's saying to Jake Tapper is exactly what he was saying on The View, which is exactly what he said to local media. They planned this thing out really well. I got to give them credit for it. Like, they really went all in to really say this thing perfectly. to say, look, this is all conspiracy theorists. This is all AQ. This is all white supremacists, KKK guys. You know, these are not serious people. If you're one of the serious people that lost your job in California, who's a hardcore lefty, who lost your life's work because of these lockdowns, who can't provide for their family because of these lockdowns, who lost their house because of these lockdowns, whose kids can't go back to school because of these lockdowns, and the teachers unions that are putting out messages, for example, in L.A. saying, hey, make sure while you're on spring break this week, don't post pictures of you on the beach or traveling internationally because that'll make us go back to work. Yes, that's actually on the message boards of the unions. That's actually on the message boards of the unions. And you sign this petition? How mad are you right now that you're being accused of being a right-wing conspiracy theorist, a white supremacist? Because I promise you there's some minorities that sign this. This is not forward-thinking by the governor and his team here. Because you just indicted a bunch of minorities and a bunch of liberals who signed this. And if you think this is going to save you, you're stupid. I'm sorry. This is not going to save you. You just put yourself in a situation. You're in serious trouble now because of what you just did. And this is part of the playbook of the Democratic Party that people don't seem to understand or pay attention to. At some point, you run out of people to scream that they're racist to, especially when the people are your own team members. The Democratic Party's now, there are people that signed this petition, people that have called into this show, that have signed this petition in California, who have said on our national show on Sundays that they signed it because they've lost everything because of this governor. They signed it because they're angry that the governor has been busted not once but twice, breaking his own COVID rules, eating out when others can't. They're angry because people like Nancy Pelosi go get their hair cut while no one else can and while people are losing their shops and their businesses. They're mad about it, and they should be. But now you just indicted all them as being a bunch of racists? This is how you deal with this question? To me, it doesn't seem like a smart way to deal with it. Call me old school here. And again, listen to the end of this.
And you combine that with Newt Gingrich and Mike Huckabee and Devin Nunes and now the RNC nationalizing this recall. Time and money, you're going to get something on the ballot.
But what do you think of the 2 million?
By the way, I love this how he says nationalizing this. You can't sign this if you don't live there. And Democrats are going to care more about the voter integrity, or the integrity, I should say, of this recall than any other time in history. So just get ready for that. They're going to really be checking to make sure, like they've never checked before, where you live. Does your signature match? Who are you? Is it authentic? Is it real? They're going to look for reasons to throw these out. They're going to care now more about votes and who wrote on their name on these lines than ever before in California, which is also hilarious after what they just did in our presidential election. They don't like recalls now because the number, right, and they're going to fight tooth and nail all these signatures saying this isn't a real person. This isn't a match. This doesn't match. This signature doesn't match. That's what Newsom's going to do. But, hey, call it a conspiracy theory, right? Make sure you call it a conspiracy theory. Tell everybody it's a conspiracy. That'll fix all the problems. Tell everybody it's a big conspiracy. Tell everyone that these are just crazies doing this. Watch it backfire on him. Because you just called your own citizens racist if they disagree with what you did in the state. You just called them white supremacists, even though some of them are minorities. This is a recipe for disaster. This is one of the dumbest defenses that I've ever heard. If you're Gavin Newsom, what you say is, look, we did everything we could to protect and defend you. This is what I would tell him to say if I was advising him, right? We tried to save lives the way that we could. Could we have done things differently looking back? Armchair quarterbacking? Of course. Are we going to get back to normal? Of course. Did I make some mistakes? Yes. So did every governor in America made mistakes. I'm sure there's things that every governor wishes they could have done differently. But my intentions were authentic and real. I was trying to save people's lives. That's what he should have gone with. But instead he goes with, no, everybody's a racist. You're trying to recall the white guy, a rich white guy. You're a racist. And Jake Tapper, by the way, goes with this. He's like, okay, I appreciate the talking points, but...
Well, what do you think of the 2 million or so Californians who have signed it, who signed this petition? I'm not talking about the leaders that you just went after. Certainly all 2 million Californians who signed this aren't all Trumpsters. I mean, we have interviewed people who were supporters of yours who are now supporting the recall effort. In large part, at least according to anecdotally, the interviews our reporters on the ground have been doing, because they think that the measures you took were too harsh, too aggressive?
No, look, I respect that. It's been a difficult year. In hindsight, you know, we're all experts. The reality is it was about a year ago, was a year ago this week. California was the first state to initiate a stay-at-home order. I think we saved thousands and thousands of lives. At the end of the day, though, we're making progress now. I'm just at a school, 9,000 plus schools have either reopened or about to reopen. We've administered 12.6 million doses of vaccine, 464,000 just yesterday, a record amount. We're investing billions of dollars to help get our small businesses back on their feet. And now 47 out of our 58 counties have reopened. There's bright light at the end of the tunnel, but I'm deeply mindful and I'm deeply respectful to all the anxieties that people have felt over the last year.
No, you're not. You just called them all racist. To say that you are deeply mindful of them is a lie. You're not deeply mindful because you're not listening to your citizens and you refuse to change or alter your course over the last year while people were screaming at you, which is exactly why they're now recalling you, because you didn't listen. You weren't mindful. You weren't kind. You weren't respectful. Oh, and by the way, during all this, you did whatever the hell you wanted to do, however you wanted to do it, whenever you wanted to do it. You didn't care about what anybody else said, their businesses they were losing, or how much they were suffering. You didn't care. There was zero compassion. And then when people finally got your attention through a recount, you say they're all conspiracy theorists. They're all Trumpsters. They're all racists. So you can't tell me you're now mindful when you just said everybody, literally two questions earlier, is a bunch of racists. I'm sorry, you can't have it both ways. That ship of being mindful has sailed. You would have said that at the beginning. You would have said, hey, I understand people are frustrated with me, armchair quarterbacking, everything else. And you would have said it that way and then said, hey, I'm willing to listen to these people. Then I would have said, okay. I would have said, all right, I get it now. I would have said, all right, you're mindful, right? Like, all right, at least you're now trying to listen. And you're tugging your tail. This guy's not doing that. No, you're a racist. Everybody's a racist. I'm a white guy, but you're racist against me as a white guy that's rich in California as a governor. You want to know why I don't trust Democrats in leadership? Because they don't have solutions to problems. They don't have answers to the issues that are happening. They can't change and alter course quick enough. They get set in their emotional ways. And then when things don't go well, they scream everybody else is a bigot, a racist, a homophobe, xenophobe, white supremacist, even when you're a white guy. There is something else about Newsom and the facts that are also being omitted from this entire equation. No one was trying to recall Gavin Newsom until Gavin Newsom shut everybody down, kept them shut down. People were saying their businesses are disappearing. And then Gavin Newsom was busted dining out. There was a recall petition and it had like 40 or 50,000, if I remember, people that had signed it. No one was really working on a Gavin Newsom recall, certainly far away from 2 million signatures, until Gavin Newsom told everybody else how to live their lives, mandated that they stay at home, mandated they don't meet their families, mandated they don't have weddings or funerals, mandated that all of these different things, right? Can't have birthday parties, right? That was another mandate. Can't have family over, can't have Thanksgiving, can't have Christmas. Can't eat out. Everything's closed.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the
problem.
We
didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, and then you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
And then there was a video, or I should say better, a picture that went viral. A picture of the governor doing exactly what he said you couldn't do. There were people actually being arrested in California for breaking the governor's rules and local municipality rules. Don't forget that either. Actual people being arrested for this. Gavin Newsom decides to walk into a 5-star restaurant, do whatever the hell he wants to do because he's the governor, while telling you what you can and cannot do, and people are losing their jobs. And that is what fueled this. This wasn't a white conspiracy theory, is my point. This wasn't Trump supporters that decided to stick it to him. Okay, that's not what this was. It never was that, to be honest with you. It had nothing to do with that. It was the picture of a governor telling everybody else how to live their lives while they were doing the complete opposite with their own lives. Do what I tell you to do, and I get to do whatever I want to do. That was the translation. And that's when people actually got mad. That's when people actually said, okay, enough. That's when people said, all right, watch this. You want to do this? You want to be able to do what you want to do, whenever you want to do it, and then you don't want us to be able to do it, what we are trying to do just to survive? All right, we'll recall you.
It's been observed that the recall petition had only around 50,000 signatures until you infamously attended that dinner with multiple other households at that fancy restaurant, French Laundry or whatever it's called, a birthday party for a lobbyist, no less, all while you were telling Californians that they should be staying at home. So with about 55,000 signatures before you had that dinner, then a month later, that 50,000 signatures had become something like 500,000. Now, I know, Governor, you have apologized for that dinner. You called it a mistake to go. But what I was wondering at the time, and I don't think you've answered, what on earth were you thinking?
Well, as a friend of over a quarter of a century, he's having his 50th birthday. Restaurants were open in the state. I wasn't suggesting people should not eat. Where I was wrong, and I've owned this, and I've held myself to a higher level of accountability, even my worst critics, is there were too many people at the table, and that was a mistake. At the end of the day, though, this recall petition was aided not just by that, was aided by a judge who also ultimately doubled the amount of time that they could get this recall supported and ultimately on the ballot, and they received almost $3 million of money, some coming from different parts of the country, not just from the state of California. So at the end of the day, it's complicated as to why this is on, but that's not determinative.
So you don't regret going to the dinner. You regret the fact that there were too many people at the table? Like, you would have gone if it had been six people or something, or four people?
Restaurants were open in the vast majority of the state. That's neither here nor there. It was a mistake, and I should have gotten up and left when I sat down at that table, and there were too many people at the table, and that was inconsistent with what I was expressing. I've made this crystal clear on ad nauseum occasions. It was a mistake, and I haven't made a mistake like that before or since, and we own that. We're human, and you have to move on, and I've been moving on doggedly to fight every single day to get our kids back into school, get people vaccinated, and get this economy moving again.
So, by the way, one of the little side notes here, I do love how Jake Tapper now is like, I'm going to hold this guy accountable, only because he knows his political future is over, only because he knows that the guy's probably not going to be the governor for much longer. So don't be impressed by the I'm tough Jake Tapper. He's a year late, folks. Same thing that Jake Tapper is doing on Twitter. He's like, oh, I'm going to hold accountable Governor Cuomo in New York now. It's because you already see the blood in the water and the sharks are circling, and you're making a political observation that you believe now he's gone, so it's easy for you to pile on. You weren't asking these questions or fighting this fight 3 months ago, 3 weeks ago, 6 months ago, a year ago. You weren't pounding the governor for the last year while he was making these mistakes. It's only now, because the recount is real, because today is the deadline and the signatures are there, more than 2 million, are you now being holier than thou grandstanding? So when you hear these questions from him, and they are good questions, I'm not criticizing the questions. I'm criticizing the authenticity and the timing of the questions. Jake Tapper's a hack. He's been a hack for the last year. He just got woke yesterday and decides now's the time, because politically there's no downside for me asking him the questions I should have asked him 6 months ago, or a year ago, or 9 months ago, or 3 months ago. It's only after the ship is sinking and its abandoned ship orders have been called across by the captain of these political ships of Newsom and of Cuomo that then he had the guts, the cojones, to actually ask the questions that should have been asked months ago, when politically it may have not worked well with the CNN liberal audience. They decided, based on the polling, that now was the time to ask the question. That is the only thing that happened. That is it. That is the only thing, period, that changed here. So keep yelling racism. Seriously, keep doing it. Keep yelling and screaming racism. Keep being obsessed with everything's a conspiracy theory against you, because at some point you're going to run out of people to point the finger at. Democrats did recall this guy. Were there Republicans? Of course there were. Were there independents? Of course. You don't get 2 million signatures and only be, you know, the worst people in the world, as they describe it, right? You don't get that. 2 million signatures is a lot of signatures, valid signatures, authentic signatures, people that actually live where they say they live. That is impressive. You look at the list now, things that allow you to be called a racist or a bigot in this country. Ben Shapiro put out a pretty funny tweet about this. It said, quote, things that make you a bigot, according to the left: reliance on data, demands for objective proof, belief in time-tested values, belief in non-malleable human nature, belief in individual rights rather than social justice, opposition to racial essentialism. Half the people listening that disagree with me right now, you're going to have to Google a lot of that to even see what it means. And that's okay. You should Google it. Instead of just pointing the finger and always screaming at the lowest common denominator, everything's racist, bigoted, like we've been seeing over and over and over and over again. Maybe do a little research. Maybe look at the actual problems. Maybe have some compassion for the people that have been suffering. You know, I'm still waiting for the left to have compassion for the people of California that are suffering, on top of the fact that a lot of people just left and they're never coming back, and they don't seem to care, which is also really weird. It's almost creepy. You've had a humongous exodus. I mean, a humongous exodus of people from California. Shouldn't somebody be doing a story about that? Shouldn't somebody be asking those types of questions? Like, hey, everybody's leaving, bro. Who are you going to blame that on? If everybody, if you want to say everybody's leaving as a conservative, then how'd you get the 2 million signatures, Governor? Because, I mean, a lot of conservatives are leaving. A lot of militia Proud Boys, right? Conspiracy theorists, they've all left your state. You have a huge exodus of people leaving your state right now. So how'd you get all these signatures? If everybody that is would normally sign, it's gone, has disappeared, has left. Well, just remember, this recall, we have the lowest standard, you know, in the whole country. Now, 19 states allow for recalls. I love recalls for this reason. I think every state should allow for recalls. I think recalls are the one thing that you can do to keep somebody, hold somebody accountable when they get totally off the rails during their time in office. And you can't wait till an election day to correct the course. I think recalls are spot on. So keep yelling at people that you weren't listening to that they're racist and bigots, because it is going to backfire on you. One other thing about the wokeness of this world, just some breaking news for you I want to add in here. CBS has suspended the TV show The Talk for another week because Sharon Osbourne defended Piers Morgan for defending the royal family. This is how woke we are in this country. Where now, if you defend another person for them not for them attacking the royal family, we're now going to shut you down and silence you in this country. This comes also as Chris Harrison, guy who many of you may know from The Bachelor, Bachelorette, thought he could reason with the mob and insanity. Leftist activists attacked another Bachelor contestant for having attended an antebellum-themed party in college several years earlier, Rachel Kirkendale, I should say. The longtime host defended the young woman against a campaign to smear her. During an interview on Extra, Harrison said, we all need to have a little grace, a little understanding, a little compassion. He counseled the mob to refrain from tearing this girl's life apart and said, give her a chance to speak. She went to an antebellum themed college party. She's gone. Chris Harrison, all he said was, give her a chance to speak. Stop tearing this girl's life apart. Harrison's gesture did not please the mob. On the contrary, it impelled the censors to turn their attention onto him, at which point he wilted and said, I'm so sorry. He came out and said, I'm an imperfect man. On Good Morning America, I made a mistake and I own that. A mistake for defending that people are just pure evil and wanting to destroy people's lives. By the way, I don't believe that Chris Harrison really wanted to say any of that crap. It was like a hostage video. And guess what? Instead of defending himself, instead of actually calling out the woke mob and defending the fact that people can make a mistake and that we've gone too far, you know what happened? He said he's sorry. He bowed to the woke crowd and they still got rid of him. ABC has announced that Harrison would not return to his own show that he helped make famous. This is the world we live in now. Congratulations. Democrats have done this. And again, stop bowing to these people. Stand up to them, because when you bow to them, it only gives them more power. Harrison should have fought back. He shouldn't have apologized. Because once he apologized, then he was done. He was admitting some sort of guilt for something that was not what he said. There was nothing wrong with it. All right. Lastly, thank you guys for listening to our podcast. I don't take what you the time you spend listening to us for granted. I want to say thank you. I will always say thank you. And most importantly, thank you guys for sharing with your family and friends about this podcast. Facebook has silenced us. That's how we reached people. Without you guys telling your family and friends about this podcast, we don't exist. So again, if you'll take a screenshot of you listening to this podcast, share it on social media, tell your family and friends about this podcast. It would mean the world to us. We'll keep working hard to give you the best information we can give you every single day. All right, I'll see you back here tomorrow. Thanks.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.